Okay.
Well, I'm very pleased to introduce Dr. Ravi Gupta, second seminar in offering readings in the Bhagavad Purana.
Thank you. Thank you for the kind introduction. And so last time we did, I talked a little bit about issues in translation theory, and how the methodology we're using for this collaborative translation. We got an overview of this chapter I've been working on, which relates to the lectures I gave here a few weeks ago. And then we got a start on looking at one verse, basically, before our time was up. So this time I want to go straight to the Sanskrit, and especially to the commentaries, because otherwise we won't have opportunity to do that, considering that this is the final of the four lectures. So thank you all for coming today. And what I want to do is, we were looking at an early passage in that chapter about a description of Vaikuntha and how beautiful it is. And kind of this time I want to jump straight to the encounter between Jaya and Vijaya, the gatekeepers in Vaikuntha, those who guard the seventh gate, and the four Kumaras when they come to see Vishnu, and to read the verses involved in the cursing and the counter cursing and the blaming and so on, because that was the topic of one of the topics covered in the lectures. I want to make sure we get to that. So if we have time left, we'll go back to those beautiful verses describing Vaikuntha. But let's move on now. This is why I've given you a new set of photocopies that you hadn't received last time. And what I want to do is I basically selected five verses that I'd like to read the verse together, and then some selected commentaries. For each verse, we cannot read all the commentaries. It would take too long. We'd probably only do one verse or less. For each commentary, there's for each verse, there's a couple commentaries that are particularly interesting, where the commentator provides some a different interpretation of the material there, or elaborates in some way that is interesting. And so I've pre-selected those commentaries, we'll try to read each commentator's comments in full whenever we can for a particular verse. Okay, so let's start with verse 27. This is the third verse on page 1. I've numbered the pages down below for you, so it's easy to refer and to find these, okay, in addition to the Sanskrit numbering up there. So verse 27, this is the third verse on the first page of your photocopies. Okay, so just for context, we've just finished the description of Vaikuntha. The sages have arrived here, and they're now working their way to the inner area where Vishnu actually lives. And for that, they need to pass through various gates. Okay. Tasmin atitya munayas shada sajjamana kaksha samana vayasavatha saptamayam deva vachakshata grihita gadau parardhya keyura kundala kirita vitanka veshau. Let me just read my translation real quick to give you an overview, and then I'll go through it word by word. Here the sages passed through six gates without lingering, but at the seventh they saw two celestial beings holding clubs. Both were of equal age, and they were beautifully dressed with the most excellent crowns, earrings, and armlets. Tasmin, which is the... I always get confused between them. I believe it's the relative for the correlative we've had. The yas are the correlatives, right? Yatra, yasmin, so on. So all the correlatives we've had, yatra, yatra, yatra. If you recall from the description of Vaikuntha, every verse began with where. Now tasmin, there, in that place. We've got the relative here. Atitya munaya shadasajja. Atitya kakshaha. Going through shat kakshaha. Six gates. The munaya, the sages. Asajjamana. They were not lingering, detached, not sticking to anything. Okay, asajjamana. Samana vayasau atha saptamaya. Okay, so saptamayam. After doing this, atha saptamayam. They came now to the seventh gate. Okay. There, achakshata. This is the second line in the Sanskrit, or fourth in perhaps, or third in your Roman. Achakshata. They saw devo, two gods. And from the previous line, samana vayaso, they were of equal age. Grihita gado, they were holding these clubs, right? Or whatever gada is, mace. Paradhya keyura kundala kirita vitanka vesho. So there's a one long compound describing what they looked like, right? They were dressed in the most excellent crowns, earrings, and armlets. Kirita, crowns, earrings, kundala, and armlets, vitanka. So they were very well dressed. So let's start with Sridhara Swami's commentary, because Sridhara Swami is always a good place to start, because he's the commentator who tends to stick closest to the text. He doesn't do a lot of he doesn't theologize too far from the actual text itself. And typically his interpretations tend to be based on internal characteristics of the text itself. So he'll, you know, in explaining a word, he'll take into account what comes before and what comes after, and based on that, he'll try to reason out what a particular word means, rather than drawing explicitly from an external theological system. And this is probably why Sridhara Swami became the standard commentator on the Bhagavata, because of this fact. I mean, he's also much easier to read than a lot of commentators in his style, very direct and so on. So it's a natural place to start for just about everyone. And most commentators we read after this, it's very clear that they too used Sridhara Swami as a starting point for their commentaries. So the Sridhara Swami's commentary, this is, again, verse 27. So you're going to have to go down a bit.
Fifth line from the bottom.
Thank you. Fifth line from the bottom of his commentary. Yeah. So the number 27 is always given at the end of the comment or the end of the verses. So the stuff that comes before the number 27. So tasmin vaikunte. So he's just defined tasmin as vaikunte, just as I did. Shat kaksha, six kaksha, which is prakara dvarani, doors within the palace, gates to the palace. Asajjamana. They were Bhagavad Darshanot Kantaya Tad Adbhuta Darshana Asaktim Akurvanaha Dvarapalau Deva Avapashyan. Okay, so Asajjamana, Bhagavad Darshanot Kantaya, because of their desire to see Bhagavan, Tad Adbhuta Darshana Asaktim Akurvana. What they saw, tat darshana, whatever they saw in those various gates as they came there, asaktim akurvana, they didn't have any attachment towards those things, because they were so eager to see the Lord. So although those gates were very beautiful, they had no desire. They didn't linger at those places. Dvarapalo devo apashyan. So they saw the two gods who were the gatekeepers. Dvarapalo apashyan. Samanam vayo yayo grihite gade yabhyam. So samanam vayo yayo. They had, he's now parsing this compound, Samana Vayasa. They were similar in age, grihi, or equal in age, grihite gade, and they were holding these maces. Parardhyai keyura adibhir vitanka sundara vesha yayo. And they had very beautiful dress consisting of armlets and earrings and so on. Okay. If at any point you see something that I don't see, or I do something incorrectly, please speak up. Or if you have
I
a question,
would.
Okay. or if you have a question, if anything's unclear, okay, please, and I'll try my best. Okay, so now let's go to Vallabha's commentary on this one. Rembert, last time, he expressed a specific desire to read some commentary by Vallabha, so I've tried to satisfy that here with a few passages from Vallabha that we'll read this time.
Is that what we have on page 2?
Okay, hold on just a second here. Yes, that's what you have on page 2. So, now, the thing with Vallabhacharya, he's very different in his approach than Sridhara Swami. And I don't mean here just in terms of content, but in terms of style as well. He's very much building an entire theology founded on the Bhagavata. He's creating a whole system of thought. And so his commentary tends to be the most elaborate of the ones included in this edition of the Bhagavata. They're always the longest. We don't have his commentary on every verse, but when we do have them, they're very elaborate. And he usually begins by a couple of lines setting the context for that verse, what the overall point is, or how it connects to previous verses, and so on. And then he does a commentary in a very systematic way. He'll quote the exact word or phrase that he's commenting on, and then go on to give an explanation. And sometimes that explanation can itself be a whole paragraph. And this is why, unlike other commentators, he doesn't simply blend in the synonyms and the... In other words, with other commentators, they'll just say, tasmin vaikunte. They'll just add the definition of a word right next to whatever word is present in the verse. But he'll separate out the words of the verse, so you kind of know where you're located, because of the fact that he takes such a long... he sometimes takes such long digressions from the actual verse itself. You could very easily lose your place in the verse. So in that sense, it's not difficult to read him, because if you don't want to go through the entire commentary, you're interested in a particular word that's difficult or a concept that's interesting, it's very easy to find your place and read his two or three lines on that particular word. And so navigating his commentary is in some ways easier, despite the fact that he's usually longer in his comments. Okay, so this is verse 27. So the best way is to find the number 26 and begin with the word right after it. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you've got it? 26, yeah, good. Gopal, you have it? Mm-hmm. There you go. Okay. One thing I have to mention in order for this to make sense. The previous verse, verse number 26, is... it says that the four sages arrived in Vaikuntha by the strength of their yogic power. Okay, yoga maya is the word. Now, Sridhara and other commentators take this by the strength of yoga, or by the power of their yoga, as a characteristic of themselves. Vallabha, on the other hand, speaks of this in terms of yoga maya being an attribute or a shakti, a power of Krishna, which in you know, Vaishnava circles, specifically, especially, you know, for North Indian Vaishnava circles, specifically deals with arranging Vaikuntha and Krishna's realm. So he understands it as Yoga Maya allowed them or gave them the power, the ability to show up there. Because as we'll see, he doesn't consider them to be independently deserving of coming to Vaikuntha by their own power. He thinks that they're not yet ready to come to Vaikuntha. And so it's through the power of Yoga Maya. And this is why he begins, Sa hi Yoga Maya Bhagavata Shishtyartham Agnyapta Swayam Srishtim Vidhaya. Okay. This connects a bit with his argument earlier. Let's begin with the second sentence after the danda. Okay. It'll be easier to understand, I think. Bhagavata Tayor Dwara Palakatvam Dattam. So of these two, these Jaya and Vijaya, their posts as Dwarapalas, Dwarapalakatvam, that's an abstract noun there, Bhagavata Dattam, it was given by Bhagavan. Okay, that post was given by them. Tau Ched Bhumi Palako Bhavata. So here's a kind of a hypothetical scenario. The Chet marks the hypothetical scenario. These two, Chet, Bhumi Palako Bhavata, if they were to become keepers of the earth rather than keepers of Vaikuntha, okay, Bhumi Palako Bhavata, Tada Bhumi Dwaram Bhavet, then all of a sudden there's a door on earth, okay, a door to Vaikuntha on earth, because if the gatekeepers show up here, then there shows up kind of a dwara here on earth. So Tada then bhumi madhyat dwara.